This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على من بعث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Throughout the Quran, every day in Taraweeh and in our salawat, we recite the ayah of the Quran, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, which means you alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with in the Quran. One of the first few ayat in the first surah, Allah says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, you alone we worship, you alone we ask for help. And this is the main theme that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in the Quran. Throughout the beginning, or throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that we must worship Him alone. In fact, the first command that Allah mentions in the Quran, Ya ayyuha an-nasu a'budu rabbakum, that O mankind, worship your Lord. Worship your Lord. In other words, direct all of your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you make dua, do it to Allah alone. When you slaughter an animal, you only do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't do it for any idols or any, you know, statues or any people or angels or prophets or anything of that nature, or pious people. We only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, and likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, He says, قَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, your Lord said, make dua to me and I will respond to you. So make dua to me and I will respond to you. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, the masajid, the mosques, the places of worship, they belong to Allah. So do not make dua to anyone other than Allah. Do not direct your dua, your supplications and invocations to anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, even towards the end of the Quran, the last surah, in Surah An-Nas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, He says, after saying, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ, say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, say, I take refuge in the Lord of mankind. So here, Allah is talking about His Lordship. The fact that He's the Creator, He's the Sustainer, He's the one who created you, sustains you, provides for you, answers your dua, etc. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, say, I take refuge in the Lord of mankind. مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, the owner of mankind. The owner, the king of the mankind, the king of mankind. Here Allah is giving an indication of His names and His attributes. So in the first ayah, Allah is giving an indication of His Lordship. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, the Lord of mankind. مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, which is one of His names and His attributes. He is the king of mankind. إِلَهِ النَّاسِ, إِلَه means the deity, the God, the one that you worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your soul, ilah. Your soul, ilah. That's why we say, la ilaha illallah. That none has a right to be worshipped besides Allah. There's no true deity, no true object of worship besides Allah. There's no true God besides Allah. This is at the end of the Quran. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the Quran also with tawheed, with the oneness of Allah. So He says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Say, Alhamdulillah, which means all praise belongs to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Lord of the worlds, indicating Allah's Lordship. Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. The most merciful, the bestower of mercy. The most merciful, the bestower of mercy. Maliki Yawmiddin, the owner of the Day of Judgment. These are all Allah's names and His attributes, or His attributes. And then what do we say? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with explaining that Tawheed is, or the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses recognizing His oneness in His Lordship. Likewise, His oneness in His names and attributes. And likewise, His oneness of His ibadah. That all our ibadah, all our acts of worship should be directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partners. And Allah ends with this as well in Surah An-Nas, as I explained earlier. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people who only make dua to Allah alone without any partners, and that we do not make dua to any person living or dead except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did and the way he taught his companions. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.